And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do one of these.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
All right, so whether it's true crime documentaries, whether it's just a criminal style genre, this is where we review it. And on Netflix, it came out earlier in November, but I've just gotten around to watching it. It's called The Beast in Me, starring Claire Danes and Matthew Rhys. Here's the trailer.
Did you kill her?
What do you think?
Niall Jarvis moved in down the street from me. Maybe my next book should be about him.
The whole world thinks they know what happened. But I didn't kill my wife. People just want gossip and carnage.
You want to be re-legitimized. I can offer a new narrative.
I'm gonna roll the dice on you.
Well, all right then.
Thoughts on the trailer?
So I've heard that the biggest criminal in this show is Claire Danes' chin.
Yeah. Yep, that's fair.
She
does a lot of acting with her chin.
A lot of quivering.
Yeah, there's a lot of quivering. At the start, and I mean, that's good acting. And can I just say this? When I saw Claire Danes in the first episode, I thought it was nice to see someone whose face moves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'll
pay
that.
It's
nice to see someone who looks like a real person.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because we're slowly losing that as a species as well.
Sure.
And with actors and stuff, you know, it must be so hard. Cause it's like, you've got to look your best. How dare you not look your best? But also, acting is about facial expressions.
Yeah, you're right.
And body language and everything. So how do you do that?
So
maybe
right,
a
mate.
Conversation for another day.
So true, mate.
But she plays author Aggie Wiggs. Now, she has receded from public life since the death of her young son. And she's unable to write, okay? And then she's kind of a ghost of her former self. She's struggling.
Yeah.
And then next door moves this guy, Niall Jarvis, who is the son of a real estate magnate and is also under suspicion of killing his wife.
Oh,
although, you know, he's saying he didn't do it, right?
Right.
She then is like, I might write a book about him.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's a probes.
Well, there you go.
Seems.
You're already in.
Yeah.
You're already bang.
I don't like it, Claire.
It's a psychological thriller.
Mm.
8 episodes.
Is it based on a true story?
No.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And the episodes range from about 45 minutes to an hour, you know. This was really good. I binged it in 3 days.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was like, it's one of those shows that after the first episode, I'm like, I'm hooked. If I'm not hooked in the first 20 minutes, I find it really hard, right?
Yeah,
but
sure.
I was hooked straight away. So
okay.
I can't obviously give you too much information because
no.
that would just spoil things for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I will say is that it is sort of when I watch Adolescence for the first time, that was another one where I'm like, I just got to watch every episode.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Hooks you in.
It hooks you in. And so that's why if you've been seeing it getting around for a little bit and you're like, should I, shouldn't I? I suggest you give it a go.
Wow.
Like I said, 8 episodes, great acting. I just like the visual aspect of it all as well. Love a psychological thriller.
Mm.
Love a bit of find yourself catching your own breath stuff.
Ooh,
that
okay.
happens.
Yeah.
I'm giving this one a 4.5 out of 5.
Wow.
Which a lot of people are saying nah or whatever, but I just enjoyed it.
Yeah,
as far as
sure.
enjoyment goes, 4.5. And as far as
closure rating,
you will 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, you
okay.
get that closure at the end.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called The Beast in Me, starring Claire Danes' chin.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew Rhys's face.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime. In Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
As you guys like to stir me up about, I do a little bit of junior sport coaching from time to time.
We don't stir you up. It's just like you. I just want you to know that you can say no to things.
Mm.
Like you don't have to say yes to every single thing.
And also you can be a dad and not make your kids' sport your whole personality.
Wow.
Wow.
We're not saying you do too much of it, but...
You do too much of everything. Anytime anyone asks something, you say yes. You're so beautiful. I asked you to do something this week and you're like, yep. And we know that.
Yeah. You just help out. Someone needs to do it, so you do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was at junior cricket training.
Were you? Yes. Oh, my goodness. All right, hang on. Let me get my chair.
Yeah.
No.
Settle in, Tommy.
And after that, anyway, packing up, doing everything like that, ran into one of the beautiful teachers. So the boys play at Joey's down, and so the training nets are at the school there. Ran into one of the beautiful teachers at Joey's, who's a wonderful person, loves, like, does a lot of sort of sustainability, environmental type stuff.
Good.
Was taking photos of some of the... I think there were indigenous plants that they'd planted to re-sort of vegetate one of the bank areas. It was great.
Nice. Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're chatting nature, we're chatting the plants. She was explaining the plants to me. When they do it from seeds, basically, like...
Propagated,
yeah. Thank you very much. All that. And I'm like, I'm fascinated, I'm listening.
Are you in the bushes with a teacher? Sorry? Are you saying you've gone in the bushes with a teacher?
No, it's on like one of these... The banks, you know, down the bottom oval of Joey's, like there. So they're trying to revegetate the bank.
Right.
Anyway, and we're talking the beauty of nature and everything like that, how when it's, you know, blah, 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 wild stuff. And I'm listening. I was genuinely interested.
Blah, 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 wild stuff.
And then she got on, and she lives sort of just around the corner a little bit, not far from me, often, you know, we'll drive past and wave and things like this. And then she broke into a story that I feel could have been left out of the conversation. She said to me, she goes, it was so beautiful the other day, driving past your house. And for whatever reason, I was just driving along and the sun was kind of dipping below. Oh, and it was the most beautiful sight, like this beautiful brown snake was just slithering across the road. And it kind of, it raised up as though it was like almost dancing, like shimmering in the sunlight as it was coming across. And like it just headed straight into your property. And I just thought it was so beautiful. So did it go into my property?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you know, it was either yours or the neighbours, you know, in that sort of thing. And it was, you should have said it was so beautiful. Like, So where is it?
What am I supposed to do with that?
I love this person, by the way. Yeah. This is exactly how I would be. Yeah. Like the sun was shining, the snake was reaching up.
Bit me on the face, but it was beautiful.
Bless.
Yeah.
So what? So now I'm moving out of the house.
Yeah.
Like I've now called the removalist truck.
Yeah.
And we are moving out until we find
snake. No, because what happened last time he had a snake?
It's not important, Lauren. It's not important.
You're traditionally quite calm about these things. So did you then spend any time in the backyard looking? Or?
No, I'd started mowing. I started to make sure there's no long grass, make sure there's no like little bits of like tin or anything lying around where I could get, thinking, where could it be living? Where's its home? But I understand. I live in an area sort of fairly close-ish to the river.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be snakes in my vicinity.
Mm.
But if I don't see them and... people refrain from telling me that they'd just seen a beautiful brown snake go slithering into my property.
Mm.
I can live with the ignorance and the bliss that comes with that. Leave it out of the conversation. Pretty please.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, Great Ocean Odes is back again from 7 p.m. tonight with Chris, and he highlights local artists and artists who are joining us in our region. And one of the amazing local acts he's had on his show before, and we've heard a lot during our local spotlights, is Noah Vernon, and he joins us now in studio. Good morning, Noah.
Morning. How are we?
Good, we're stoked.
Good.
Yeah.
We're excited because we're celebrating all things Oz Music this week with Oz Music T-shirt Day tomorrow. But for people who aren't familiar with the Noah Vernon experience, tell us a little bit about your music and your sort of your background.
Well, I've been playing music since I can remember. I actually started doing music back in... when I was a kid, back in musical theatre, which we were just talking about before, and it's been a whirlwind. When I was in my teens, I think I was about 14. That's when I kind of started to write music, but I've always had the love for the stage and the performing and just entertaining in general.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice,
so,
man. Yeah.
the really cool thing is for us, you obviously grew up in the area.
Yes.
Local boy.
Yeah.
You're saying Moriac.
Yeah, yes,
very nice.
What
about those early years coming through with when you started writing and started playing around locally?
Yeah.
What were some of the supports? What were some of the venues? What were some of the people who were able to guide you?
I mean, I've grown up, like, and I still to this day play at the venues that I still love to play at and where I started, like Murphy's. You know,
yep.
Murphy's and Elephant and Castle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes I'm out at the Moriac pub every now and then if I can get out there.
Great pub.
Awesome pub. Just the Surf Coast, the local area, sometimes down at Lawn Pub as well. So, you know, it's been a pleasure to play at those venues over the years and just to connect with different people and to entertain. It's been a lot of fun.
Since COVID especially, we've noticed a lot of venues closing down, our live music venues, and live music has struggled to kind of stay where it is.
Yeah.
That's why this is so important, Oz Music T-shirt Day, because it just highlights that we need music in our lives. Yeah,
absolutely.
You're wearing your G-Flip T-shirt.
I got my G-Flip on.
Love it.
I got my G-Flip.
We need live music in our lives because without art, it is grim.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you're a big supporter of Oz Music T-shirt Day, obviously.
100%. 100%. I think, look, it's a tricky industry that we live in. You know, it's changed a lot over the years. You know, now with TikTok and social media is such a big part of what we do. Mm. So there's everyone and anyone doing it now, you know. So it's like, still to this day, since I started, it's just about if you love it, do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you love it, if you love writing songs, no matter what you want to do, like if you put your mind to it, like you can do it. You just got to give it a go, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
We are super lucky down here. You know, we talk about the struggles of the industry, but also we've got such talent coming out of Geelong Surf Coast, Bellarine, which is showcased every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. here on K-Rock with Chris for Great Ocean Odes.
Yeah.
We have some amazing acts that come down here as well, and venues like Bowen Heads Hotel and the Torquay Hotel and the Bowen Club, they pull in some amazing names. And you've just recently toured with a couple of them, haven't you?
Yeah. So I was just on a few shows with Illy, the rapper.
Yes.
Gone.
Yeah, nice.
I know he was in here with you guys having a bit of a chat.
And he name dropped you, which is pretty
cool. He did. I was just saying before, I'm like, was that planned? Or, you know? No, that was pretty cool. You know, growing up, listening to him, I mean, Paper Cuts, I used to smash that song in my car on the way to school. So
iconic.
Yeah, iconic. So being able to share the stage with him and to meet and have a chat with him was it was a pleasure. It was a blessing. It was awesome.
We are very lucky here.
You're in sort of just, I'm trying to look ahead a little bit here, but you're just busy writing right
pretty
now.
Pretty much just finishing a bunch of tracks for next year. This year, I managed to put out one song, which was King Parade, which I'm going to play for you guys. But it's been just finishing up a whole bunch of stuff. Like music really does, good things really do take time. We put a lot of work into what we do, and I'm just excited to see kind of what's happening next year as well. Sometimes you just never know, things just pop up and shows, and you know.
And speaking of shows, theatrical ones.
Oh yes.
May be hitting the stage
maybe soon. I'm going to be in a production next year with the Geelong Lyric Society for Beauty and the Beast. Tickets are on sale now, actually.
Love it.
And I can't remember the dates right now off the top.
People can Google it.
I think it's the 2nd of May to like the 30th of June or something like that. But tickets are on sale and I'm going to be playing the role of Cogsworth. So, I'm very, very excited.
I just say, beautifully casted. Because you've got the great mustache, very Cogsworthy. Yeah, well done.
Bit of a typecast.
Yeah.
You're obviously a triple threat. Sing, dance, act, a whole lot, mate. We're going to take a break. On the other side, Noah Vernon, if you wouldn't mind regaling us with the performance of King Parade here on K-Rock 955. That'd be awesome. We're celebrating Oz Music T-Shirt Day, which is back tomorrow. Get involved.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are joined in the studio by a special guest for Oz Music T-Shirt Day, which is tomorrow. We're celebrating it right now.
That's right. Get your T-shirts out and ready for tomorrow to wear them and wear them proud. We've got Noah Vernon in the studio. Yeah. Noah, thank you so much for being here early as
My
well.
My pleasure.
It's never nice to...
I'm still half asleep.
Yeah, well, it's never nice to kind of get up early and then someone's like, perform for us, perform, perform.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we know you can do now.
You are.
I'll do my best.
You are very, very kindly going to sing us a song.
Yeah.
What's the song? What's the background? Yep. Tell us a little bit about it.
I'm actually going to sing my recent release, which is called King Parade, Take Me Back. It's kind of got two names. I wrote this song when I was over in Sydney on a writer's trip with my friend Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan Reginato, he's a producer over there. And we actually made this song in about 4 hours.
Really?
Like the whole thing was pretty much done in like 4 hours. We just kind of gelled. We just locked in. We wanted to write a song that was just nostalgic to everyone, you know, and people could listen to the lyrics and go, oh, I remember that's what it was like when I was growing up. Or I've always wanted to have a song that people can just kind of relate to.
Yeah,
nice.
From their childhood or their teens or whatever it was. And yeah, but it's all a made up name. It's all a hoax. It's not a real.
There's no real King.
There's no real. It sounded really cool.
You had me on Google Maps.
Yeah. So the corner store and all that doesn't exist.
Bless.
But no, we had a lot of fun with this track. So
is it the clean version or the naughty version?
I can definitely make it the clean version.
We would love that.
Wait, there's one swear word, right?
Yes.
ACMA would really love that as well, and our license would too.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the swear is, but I'm looking forward to finding it.
Seeing if I can pick it. Yeah. Don't say it.
I think I've just found it.
Yeah. Okay, great.
We're all good.
Well, it's great having Noah Vernon in the studio. King Parade is the song. Take it away, mate.
All right. Caught myself on my 6th Street. You know I played it till my fingers bled. A Spider-Man slinging band-aid from the corner store on King Parade. Simmer down, yeah. 25 is playing games in my head, lying on my bed. Sit you down, I'll tell you now that I'm 25, just breaking down in my room. I gotta get out of here. Take me back to when we were misfits by the pool, drinking Pepsi cause we're cool, knocking, running, throwing eggs. Johnny's kissing Beth, Frankie's punching Ben. So take me back to when. So take me back to then. I'm breaking the cycle on hungover Sunday, wearing some grass stains, sipping on Gatorade. I put on the record, listen to John now. He give me some hope now to just simmer down, still breaking down in this town of my own. Someday I'll stop being alone. Take me back to when we were drinking at the park, smoking on forbidden darts, watching TV after 10. Johnny's still with Beth, Frankie's high with Ben. So take me back to when, so take me back to then. Oh, 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 oh. Take me back to, take me back to, take me back to when we were misfits by the pool, drinking Pepsi cause we're cool, knocking, running, throwing eggs. Now Johnny's married Beth, Frankie's friends with Ben. So take me back to when, so take me back to then. Take me back to when, take me back to then. Take me back to where, take me back to.
Woo! Wow.
Thank you.
Noah. Amazing. That was insane.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I see what you mean about the relatable. I mean, I've heard the song before, but it's lovely to hear it in person and, yeah, and really sit with the lyrics and stuff. It's lovely, mate. Yeah, thank well so done. Where can we find you? Where can people hear more of your music?
Honestly, everywhere. I'm anywhere and everywhere. I'm on the socials, on Instagram, which is It's Noah Vernon. I'm on Spotify, just Noah Vernon. And yeah, Facebook page, wherever you listen to music, YouTube, anything. Like,
and you're also on K-Rock on the local spotlight as well.
That's it. That was the one thing I probably should have said.
No.
Listen to K-Rock. That's where you can
Sorry, guys. Oh, sorry. But yeah, if you did miss Noah's live version, we'll be replaying it again at 6 p.m. tonight.
7?
And no, 6 p.m.
Oh, we were in our show.
In our show
cool.
tonight
okay.
and also on our podcast too. So, Noah, you really are everywhere.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Thanks for coming in, mate. All the best with the new music that's coming very, very soon. And don't forget, it's all to celebrate Oz Music T-Shirt Day, which is back tomorrow, Thursday, November 27th. You want to find out more, amtd.org.au.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So off air here at the station, I have a job that I have to do, and there's a fair bit of admin to it.
On his business cards, it just says Big Boss Man.
Yeah. A lot of professionalism that happens off air as well.
It's Big Dog with AW. Thank you.
Yeah.
I made them put that on the business card.
Beautiful font too he used. Yeah.
Embossed.
Now, it may surprise you to hear that not all of my admin gets done in a timely fashion.
Shock horror.
I'm not going to make any comment.
And one of the things that I am worst at is reporting in a timely fashion.
Did you say reporting or replying?
Report. Both.
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, look, I was going to say it's not my fault that I've got 60,000 unread emails.
Yeah. No, it's
my
good.
Mailbox is 99% full. But anyway, so I have to do reporting every week. For various reasons, right? And there's one person in the building who that has to go to.
And I do one of those reports for him, by the way.
You do your part of it, I have to compile.
I do a part of the report.
Is that you the do. Only report that gets in on time?
Sometimes I do it and he doesn't even submit it.
Yes. It's just nice to have, though, you know, that information.
It's really good. I love taking time out.
It's nice to
I don't have a problem with it.
This is fun.
She has to do something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
So anyway, so there are deadlines that are, like, clearly put into my diary by beautiful Alyssa, right, who's sort of in charge of all that side of things right here in the office. And I almost never get the reports there in time. Occasionally, and it's a great week when I do, and we all celebrate, right?
Yeah.
Because it means Alyssa doesn't have to chase me.
Mm.
But she will send one, two, and on the rare occasion, three follow-up emails just to say, hey.
That would be infuriating. I don't know how Alyssa does it.
How do I do it? How do you do it?
Good point.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a series of reasons why things don't get to Alyssa in time, the reporting and that kind of thing.
Laziness.
Yeah. Disorganisation.
Yeah.
Distraction as well. Don't forget distraction.
Yeah.
Procrastination.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Busy.
Not given an F.
Busy work. Poor prioritisation skills. Yeah. Like, the list goes on, right?
Yeah.
Right? And I've used all of them.
Yeah.
Right. But I had one this way. I'd report due at the end of last week, which, I mean, obviously I didn't get done until early this week.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I was like, come on, mate.
Yeah.
Right? And so I did the report and I was just waiting for one last piece of information, got that last piece of information, put it in my phone. But I was at that point, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was out walking along a creek having an adventure with Goldie.
Mm.
And I was like, I haven't done that email. God, I have to send a report. Okay, and so I punched it into my phone, my email on my phone, copied, pasted the info I needed, completed it, sent it through, called Alyssa and said, hey, so sorry.
So sorry. He's so cute too.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Even though you want to punch him in his face.
And do you know what helped was having cute Goldie in the background going, Daddy, look at the water, it's a ducky and all this stuff, right? Yeah. So I'm like, sorry, I'm just on an adventure with my daughter.
And you'd worded it up to say, like, Alyssa is my favourite.
Yeah.
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 I love Daddy. I just need so much of his time. It's hard for him to get his reports in.
Anyway, so then, so I sent it. I said, hey, I've just sent this through. I'm sorry. The fonts are weird because of the fact that I'm doing it on my phone, right?
My ability to just not care. Yeah.
Copy and pasting. Anyway, so sincerely apologising. She's like, that's fine. We had a lovely chat. Hung up, right? Yesterday morning, she comes into my office. She's like, hey, how was your adventure? I was like, yeah, great. You know, we threw sticks in the water. It was great. Wonderful. And then she goes, that email didn't come through. And I was like, oh, God, I am the worst. I am terrible. I'm a bad person. So I swear, I'm so sorry. I swear I hit send. And I went and had a look, and I couldn't find it anywhere on my desktop version of Outlook. So then I went into my phone again, and would you believe it was stuck in my Outbox?
Oh.
But it really, really was. Yes. I know that's the excuse that you say. So, it's I hit send, and it was sitting in my Outbox.
I definitely sent it.
But it actually was, for the first time ever, was actually genuinely in my Outbox. So I'm sorry for being a pain in your A, Alyssa, and just in general.
Everyone else.
But I swear to God, it was stuck in my Outbox. This one time, it really was.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
So each week, one of us will explain a movie very badly. It's just like when you're looking at a movie and you're like, hey, what's this movie about? And the little blurb there. It explains it well. We explain it badly. This week, it's Tom's turn.
Yep.
Ling and I, we have to guess what movie you are explaining.
We are ready, Tommy.
I love this movie. I hope you guys work out what it
is.
Okay.
Let's do it.
First clue is, when life hasn't gone the way you thought it would, fake it till you make it.
Ooh. When life hasn't gone the way you thought it would, fake it till you make it. Some sort of
like imposter type thing.
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
Are you thinking Leo?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking Leo.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go to the second clue, though.
Second clue. Nice car. Is it yours?
Oh, no.
Nice car. Is it yours?
So I want to go with this guest. Catch me if you can.
No, it's not. Okay. No,
catch me if you can.
No.
Okay. So life hasn't worked out. Fake it till you make it.
I just thought it's a little bit of colour, you know, while you guys are sort of thinking.
What was the car one again?
Nice car. Is it yours?
Is it yours?
James Bond has nice cars.
So when life hasn't gone the way you thought it would, fake it till you make it, and then nice car. Is it yours? Do you want another clue?
Oh, not one of the greatest movies of all time. Don't tell Mum the Babysitter's Dead.
No, we did talk about that last week, didn't we? No, not that either. I even wrote that down. I'd forgotten that I'd written that down.
Anyway, I love the movie.
Because she fakes it as a like an ad executive type person to make the money.
I'd forgotten about that, yeah. Okay, next clue is, revenge is a dish best served years later.
Okay, revenge. Oh, is it Kill Bill?
No. We've already done Kill Bill.
Revenge, car, faking it till you make it. That all fits in that too. Revenge.
What I think
revenge
you might need. I've still been pretty vague so far.
All right, give me next one. Keep them coming.
You never stop trying to impress the people who are mean to you at school.
Oh, well, as soon as I hear mean in school, I think Mean Girls, but that's too...
Never Been Kissed.
No, not quite. You're moving in the right sort of territory, though, okay? So, quick recap. Life hasn't gone the way you thought it would. Fake it till you make it.
I know.
What?
Is it Muriel's Wedding?
No!
Oh, you're so close!
You're so close! Oh, my God!
Oh, and
when I say close, not geographically.
Okay.
Oh, so not an Aussie movie. No. Okay.
What about if I said to you, post it?
Oh! Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yeah! Hang on, where's my little bit of audio?
Meet Romy and Michelle.
Remember that time I barfed from really bad Mexican food? So gross.
I hate throwing up in public.
Oh, me too! Oh.
They walk the walk.
God, this underwear is totally riding up my butt.
They talk the talk.
Romy, did you lose weight? Oh. All I've had to eat for the past 6 days are gummy bears, jelly beans, and candy corn.
God, I wish I had your discipline.
But at their high school reunion...
Are you going?
I'd rather put this out in my right eye.
Okay.
They'll be in a class by themselves.
We can go to the reunion and just pretend to be successful.
Oh, Post-it!
Because they pretend they invented Post-its.
Dude, what a great movie.
Yeah. Awesome movie.
Of course you love that movie.
Yeah, oh, I've got to go. I've watched the preview, obviously, to get that bit of audio. I'm like, yeah, I got to watch that one again.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Well done, Tommy.
Well done to you both, too. That's Movies Explained Badly for this week.
Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies Explained Badly.
Tom Lee and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.